Our radio play for this week is entitled The Removal Man. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. A thin, pale man with fair, almost silvery hair and eyes so clear that they are the color of water stands waiting patiently at a door in Paris for an answer to his ring.
Yes? What is it?
Monsieur André?
Yes, I'm Antoine André.
My name is Hans Lucius. Did you by any chance receive a circular from the Silent and Efficient Removals Company?
Yes, I did. I remember it had some rigmarole on it about unwanted people being removed without rest.
I do not wonder you were surprised. It was a mistake that you got that circular, monsieur.
Eh?
Yeah. I have come to ask you to excuse the mistake and to get my circular back. A joke between friends about my removal business. That's all the circular was.
Too bad it's only a joke.
Are you serious, monsieur?
Yes. There's a certain racing driver, René Vuitton. I'd give a good deal to have him put out of my way.
Ah, then perhaps you and I can do business after all, huh?
How so?
Have you read this article here in the paper a few weeks ago about the mysterious death of an old tramp?
Of course, yes, I remember. Whoever did that job did a good one. Silent, speedy, and efficient.
Shall we go inside and have a little chat?
Then you are...
Yeah, I am the removal man.
Stand back. Keep back, please. Keep back. There's nothing more to be done for him. René Vuitton has driven his last car. The ambulance doctor will confirm that when he gets here.
Let me through here, please. I'm from the Sorte.
Abetion. I'm glad you're here.
Why did you send for me, Aston Wolf? There's nothing homicidal about a racing driver getting killed in a crash.
And there's no reason why René Vuitton, a skillful driver almost without nerves, should have gone off the road at this point. Now, look. A straight, clear road for miles.
Abetion, there's something queer about it.
Excuse me, monsieur. I'm Antoine André. Is the driver really dead?
I'm sorry to say he is.
Good! At last!
Come, come, is this the way to act in the presence of a tragic death?
Most assuredly in this case. I need not hide the fact that I'm delighted.
I know you. You are the financial backer of Vuitton.
I was, until he stole the love of my wife. Now I come upon him dead. Do you wonder I'm delighted?
Did you ever hear anything like this, Bertillon? The man must be insane.
Well, you can never tell about an outraged husband's reaction. Oh, here's the ambulance. Bet I have one of your men trail our laughing friend, Bertillon.
Yes, a good idea.
Leroux.
Yes, sir?
Keep your eye on that man standing over there. The one who is smiling as he waits for the doctor's verdict.
Yes, sir.
Come, Bertillon. The doctor is rising from beside the body. Let's get his report for ourselves.
Let me through.
Pardon me, please. Excuse me. Doctor, I'm Bertillon of the Sûreté. This is my colleague, Monsieur Aston Wolf.
How do you do?
What do you find?
Monsieur, this man was dead before the crash occurred.
Our friend is still hysterical with amusement. It couldn't be tram, could it, Bertillon?
It certainly is hard for any man to find a tragic death so amusing.
Look, he's getting into his car.
Leroux.
Yes, sir.
Follow that man. Don't let him get out of your sight.
Yes, sir.
Call me at my office and report all that happened.
Yes, sir.
Bad your man lost the track of André's car, Bertillon.
Yes. I could have sworn we were on the trail of the man who's at the bottom of this mystery.
I've had quite a talk with Mademoiselle Yvonne Dorsey, the fiancée of that racing driver. She's positive Vuitton must have been murdered.
Yes, but the doctor said he died of heart failure.
Well, she said it couldn't have been. He just passed a life insurance examination as a good risk.
I still can't get over the way that man André was laughing.
Mademoiselle Yvonne accuses him of having killed Vuitton. Well, how could he? Didn't he arrive on the scene after we did?
Yes, but he might have had someone else do it for him. The thing we have to do, Bertillon, is to locate him and have a little talk.
Excuse me. Bertillon speaking.
What?
When?
Well, where did it happen?
What happened, Bertillon?
A what? A charged smudge. And a circular from a removal company. Have enlargements made of it and bring them to me at once. Antoine Ardre has just been found dead.
What?
Where? By his car just outside Bonneville.
Murdered?
There weren't any signs of foul play. He was just dead.
On the back of his coat, there was a charred smudge like a cigarette burn. And in his jacket pocket, they found a piece of a circular from some removal company.
A charred smudge. No visible cause of death. Bethel, you remember a tramp mysteriously dying in a local hospital a few weeks ago?
Yes, claimed to have been shot.
Well, the only mark on him was a charred smudge on his coat.
But the cause of death was reported as an imaginary wound and alcoholism.
Imaginary wound. René Vipon died before his car crashed. Now, Antoine André, the man who was so delighted about his death, has also been found dead without any visible cause.
Coincidence, my dear Aston Wolf.
Is it? At the scenes of both the accidents, witnesses told of a pale, thin man carrying an oboe case. He disappeared in the car.
Well,
now, you say that they found a circular from a removals company on the body of André. Now, what kind of removals were they advertising?
Removals? Aston Wolf, you may have struck on something. I'll get this Mlle Yvonne to work for us as a secret agent. When we get that circular enlarged, we'll find out who's mixed up in this removal business.
You are positive that Hans Dieter will be here, Mademoiselle Yvonne?
Oh, yes, Monsieur Aston Wolf. He told me he would meet me here at this cafe at 9 o'clock. It's almost that now.
Tell me, what do his eyes look like?
Well, he's never without tinted glasses. But last night I caught a glimpse of his eyes. They were clear like water.
That sounds like the man we want. The man who has seen of the accident. The man who bought the printing press that made these circulars.
Another peculiar thing is that he never goes out without that oboe case strapped around him.
Tell me, does he play the oboe?
No, and I don't see how anyone could.
Well, what do you mean by that?
There are no holes under the keys of the instrument. And the thing that looks like a mouthpiece isn't real.
Just as I thought.
Monsieur, how can anyone play on a silent oval?
That's what we may soon learn, Mademoiselle Yvonne.
I don't understand.
Did you see this in the paper this evening?
Who figures this? Bethion, Chief de Sûreté, who has obtained the identity of the mysterious killer of René Vipon, the racing driver, and Antoine André, his former backer. Why, what does this mean? This is not Monsieur Bethion.
Oh, yes, it is, but disguised. There he is, over at the bar.
Oh, Monsieur Bethion. Just like the picture. Why, how clever of him. I could never recognize him.
Well, you see, I wish to force our unknown killer's hand.
Oh.
So I gave up the story, saying that Bethion is in the habit of frequenting this cafe. I figured out that our man will come here and try and remove him.
But isn't that terribly dangerous? Suppose he should.
Now, don't you worry. Bethion is wearing a bulletproof vest, and we have this place covered with men hidden in doorways. We are ready for our friend, the removal man.
I see it now.
See what, Mademoiselle?
That's why this man Blucher had been meeting here at this cafe.
You think so?
It must be. He was reading this paper this afternoon when he gave a cry of glee. He threw it down and told me to run along. He'd meet me here at 9 o'clock tonight.
Good. We shall soon know if we're right. Now, Mademoiselle, you sit over there at that table. Now, pay no attention to me. When our suspect gets seated with you, Bertillon will leave the cafe. Then we shall see what happens.
I'm terribly nervous for Monsieur Bertillon. If Hans Blucher is the one. Oh. Here comes Luca now, and he's got his oboe case with him.
So, here you are, my Kleiner, waiting for me, huh?
Yes, Hans. Didn't you tell me to meet you here?
Yeah, that's it, right.
Well, after I've been waiting for so long, can't you look at me instead of around the room?
Oh, excuse me, Lipschitz. I was also expecting a man to be here tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, there he is. Just leaving the bar. Listen, Ivan, I must speak to him. If I do not come back, meet me at my house. Auf Wiedersehen.
Monsieur Aston Wolf.
He's gone out of death, young mademoiselle. I must hurry.
If he escapes, you will find him at the address I have written on his menu.
Good, thank you. But he'll not escape us, mademoiselle. Hello. Where did Bethion go?
Down that alley.
Quickly, we haven't any time to lose. There he is. There he is, and the German following him. Look, the fellow has pulled out the instrument, and he's aiming at Bethion's back. Wait, don't get the fool. What was that? It looked like a firecracker landed and exploded on Bethion's back. Here's where we get our removal man. There he goes, running for that doorway. Stop, or I'll fire. All right, then. He's disappeared into that doorway.
Go off to him. I want to see what happened to Bethion. Are you all right, Bethion?
Yes, I guess so. What happened?
Well, he aimed that silent oboe at you. Then I saw a flash and heard a pop at your back. Look, look. There's a chance smudge on your coat.
So there is.
Just like that tramp coat. Now let's look under your shirt.
Well, what do you see?
I didn't feel anything hit me.
There's some liquid running down your teal vest here.
must have been poisoned. First, he automatically squirted into your blood.
The man has completely disappeared, messieurs. We've lost him.
Not yet, Bertillon. Here's Lucas' address. Mademoiselle Yvonne gave it to me. She was to meet him there if he didn't come back. Come on, we must hurry.
And so, Ivan, with one puff, I wiped him out. Oh, what a wonderful sensation to be able to snuff out the life of an enemy like blowing out a candle.
Yes, it must be, Hans.
Yeah. But you could not know that like I know it. You have not removed people like I have.
No.
The power to destroy is the greatest power of all.
You must be wonderful, Hans.
Yeah, I am. I tell you, Ivan, I am the great... What is the matter? Why do you look at the door? You act like you were expecting someone. Are you?
No. But Hans, the police.
Police?
They'll be after you for killing your Bertillon tonight.
Oh, no, Liebchen. How could they? They do not know where to find me. Unless you told them.
Oh, you don't think I'd do that, Hans?
It would not be well for you if you did. They will never know how that detective died. No more than that tramp, or the racing driver, or that fool Andre who laughed too much.
How did you hide the cause of their death, Hans?
I will tell you. My silent oboe is an air gun which shoots a cartridge at the victim.
Oh.
And contacts the cartridge explodes. It disappears. A needle attached to it has in the meantime stuck over a poison into the blood.
Hans.
When it is over, nothing can be seen but a little smudge like this. From a cigarette?
Oh,
what's that? The police! You have brought them!
No!
I will get my silent oboe. You will never be able to tell them how it happened, you!
Now
I will fix you, mein Liebchen! Up to the floor, mademoiselle! I will kill you, too!
Good work, Captain Wolf. You got Blucher. Are you all right, mademoiselle?
Yes. Oh, thank heaven you came. I thought you'd never get here. He was preparing to leave.
Suppose you and I do that now, mademoiselle.
Oh, I'm so glad you followed your hunch, Mr. Ashton Wolf. I know now Rene was murdered. Luther confessed he killed him.
He did? Splendid. Well, I couldn't have proved that without your help, mademoiselle Yvonne.
Now the silent oboe has played its last tune.
You have just listened to a dramatization of one of the famous cases of H. Ashton Wolfe, the celebrated French detective. Today's radio drama was taken from the story which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Radio play for this week is entitled The Great Illusion. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It is Saturday night at the Variety Theater in Paris. 30 stagehands set up a paraphernalia for the closing act on the bill, The Great Hernando, Magical Illusion. A young man appears at the stage door and is met by the doorman.
No one's allowed backstage during the performance.
Oh, it's you, Monsieur Le Chef.
Yes, I wanted to see Mademoiselle Colette before she goes on. Is she up in the dressing room?
Yes, Monsieur. Go on right off.
Whoever it is.
It's Edward.
Darling, come in. Oh, Edward, my dear. Oh, you should have come up here.
Oh, my darling. You look breathtakingly lovely tonight.
Flatterer. It's the makeup.
I know better. Colette.
Oh, darling. Please. My lips have just been made up fresh. I must go on stage in a few minutes.
But I haven't seen you for a whole month.
Yes, I know.
Oh, well, I suppose I shall have to wait until after the performance. You're coming to supper with me tonight, my first night back.
Yes, of course, silly. Now you must go. Hernando will be furious if he knows you're up here.
Is he still bothering you, Colette? Why, I...
Hush, Edward. You know I must keep on good terms with him.
Why? Quit this work. I can support the two of us. For my sake, be free of this devil's magician. I'm afraid he'll harm you sooner or later.
I'm sick of battling with him. All right, Edward. I'll hand in my notice tonight.
Good. Then, after the show, we'll go and celebrate the two things. My return to Paris and your freedom from that snake, Hernando.
Yes. Hernando?
Hey, Hernando the snake. Who is this? Huh.
The man you save your smile for, huh?
Why, you...
Edward, stop. Please don't make a scene. You may as well know, Hernando. This is my fiancé. You must go now, Edward. I'll meet you later as we can. I must tell Hernando the news.
All right. I'll go, dear. But listen to me, Hernando. If you bother Colette again, you'll have me to settle with. I'll see you after the show, darling.
Yes, Edward.
You must tell me the news. Have I not just heard it? This undercover sweetheart of yours?
I suppose that is news, Hernando. But this is the most important, since this affects you. I hereby give you notice that I'm leaving the act.
Oh, this is the big news, eh? You are walking out on the Great Hernando, eh? There is no need for a notice, Colette. This will be your last performance.
Hernando and company on stage, please.
Coming.
Very well. I'm glad to be free of you. I've stood all I can from you.
And now, senorita, we shall go down for your last appearance.
Gilberto, did you ever hear anything like it?
Never, Aston Wolf. Even the young man here must realize that it's only a coincidence. A modern magician is only an illusionist. It's impossible for him, really, to make a human being disappear into thin air.
I'm not trying to be melodramatic, Monsieur Bertillon. I'm merely telling you the facts. Saturday night, when Colette was made to vanish, she really did disappear.
Yes, but you told us that she'd been repulsing this magician's attention. Perhaps she ran away in order to avoid him.
Why should she run away in full makeup and stage costume?
I've seen the act, Aston Wolf. The magician stands down near the footlights during the whole illusion. It would have been impossible for him to have left the stage to molest the girl.
Yes, but who knows what happened in the darkness when Colette was hidden by the artificial flames. He's killed my Colette, I tell you.
Come in. Senor Bertillon, I have called to...
The great Hernando. Arrest him. There's Colette's murderer. Ah,
my late assistant, fiancé. I'm just in time. Gadry has been telling you that I made away with Senorita Colette.
You young fool. You'll be trying to blacken my reputation once too often.
Senor Hernando, please.
I beg pardon, senor. Perhaps I'd better wait outside.
No. I'm glad you came and you did. As you surmised, we were discussing the mysterious disappearance of your assistant. What do you imagine has become of the young lady?
How should I know? When the mechanism of the act removes her from the view of the audience, she's at liberty to go where she pleases. Yes, but we've learned from Monsieur Lafelle that Mademoiselle Colette had made up her mind to leave the act because of your unwelcome attention. What have you to say to that, Senor Hernando?
And why did you refer to her just now as your late assistant?
Senora, it is true that I loved Senorita Colette.
Loved her?
But she would not have me. I spoke of her as my late assistant. Because Saturday night, I discharged
what?
Him. He probably left in anger as soon as the illusion was completed.
You lie. You lie, you dirty dog. You lie. You murdered her, and I'll prove it yet.
Senor Bertillon, why should I have wished to harm the woman I love? Furthermore, I was on the stage during the whole of the act. If you'll allow me to explain the routine, you will realize how impossible it was.
You needn't bother. I've seen the act.
May I ask a question?
Certainly, Ethelwood.
Senor, how was it that your act was able to go on Monday night if this disappearance was so unexpected?
Why, it is customary to always have an understudy ready at all times, Senor Ashton Wood.
I see. And, why did you discharge Mademoiselle Colette?
Yes. I could not stand working with her, having her near me every day, and yet not returning my love.
You devil! I'll make you pay for this.
Get down. He's got a gun.
Here, let me go. Let me have that gun.
You think Senor Ashton Wood? You think Senor Wood? The young man is half crazy with jealousy. He has always resented anyone admiring Senorita Colette.
Yes. Your kind of admiration. No innocent and good girl is safe with you around.
I warn you. You had better be careful of what you say.
Listen to me. I believe that when Colette told you she was leaving, you became so angry you killed her.
That is something you can't prove, my green-eyed friend. But I warn you, if you continue to make accusations you can't prove, I can demand and get satisfaction.
Oh, do I? All right, I'll...
Wait a moment, gentlemen. Our problem is to find Mademoiselle Colette.
Si. You are right, senor. As I started to say, when I first came in, I have called to offer my services in any way possible. You have security.
That's very kind of you, senor.
Oh, Monsieur Bertignac, you won't let this murder throw you off the track like this.
Monsieur Lascelles, may I point out that aside from your assertion, there is no evidence at all to call for a conclusion that a murder has been committed.
Monsieur Ashton Wolf,
Bertignac is right.
But aren't you going to investigate this?
Oh, yes. Far less. And we shall start by having Signor Anando demonstrate the mechanism of his great illusion.
Well, A.W., Ananda will be here at his theater any minute. What have you found?
It's a good thing we made the appointment an hour later than the time we actually intended getting here, Bertillon. It's given us an opportunity to make our inspection. Did you notice the tiny grease marks on certain letters of this polished automatic switch that works the mechanism?
Why, no.
When you set down S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y, they spell Scissor.
Scissor, well, it's meaningless.
Sorry to contradict. Now, Scissor is the astronomer's term, meaning that several bodies are in a straight line with each other. For example, when the moon, earth, and sun are in one line.
Still, it's not clear.
I believe that syzygy in this case means that certain parts of this mechanism are in a straight line with something. But I've noticed that no position of the switch at present will bring the notches into the spelling of the word while in operation. While you were upstairs in the dressing room, I learned from a stagehand that he greases this switch every Saturday morning. It hasn't been cleaned, therefore, since the day Mademoiselle Colette disappeared.
Then you think someone has changed the position of the notches on the control switch since last Saturday's performance? Huh?
I know it. And while we're waiting for Senor Anando to arrive to demonstrate his great illusion, let's unscrew the plate and rearrange the notches so that the letter spelling syzygy are in circuit again.
Just as they were the night of Mademoiselle Colette's disappearance. You may have hit on something, A.W.
While I'm doing this, look around that revolving platform at its edge. Use your magnifying glass. Use it carefully.
All right. We haven't much time before the magician arrives, so hurry.
I will. See if you can find any marks or peculiarities on that wooden turntable.
Very well.
Tell me, Bertio, isn't this pretty permanent equipment for a variety show magician?
This theater used to be devoted solely to feats of magic, but of late they've had to turn it into a variety theater.
I see.
The Great Ananda is the only act that stays permanently.
Well, that strengthens my theory. Well, there's the switch all changed. You found anything?
Yes, look at this.
Plaster, cement, and dust. You found this on the edge of the revolving platform?
Yes, what does it mean?
Well, I told you, syzygy meant that certain things are in a straight line, didn't I?
Ashton Wolf, you mean the revolving platform meets a secret panel?
That's my theory. And when Anando arrives and demonstrates his trick, we shall soon see. Look out. There comes someone. Senor Anando?
No, it's I, Edward Lascelles. I hope you won't mind my watching this demonstration. Besides, I've seen the act and know how it's done.
Glad to have you, monsieur.
This must be the magician coming now.
Senor, I am sorry to be late.
Quite all right, senor.
I was, Senorita Colette's fiancée is here, eh?
Yes, sir. Suppose you begin your act.
Very well. You see the wax Raja lying there in the fire of artificial love?
Yes, sir.
My assistant, the Senorita Colette, at the end of her interpretive dance, threw herself beside the figure.
Then I gave a cue to throw this switch.
Just a moment. Suppose we have someone to impersonate the girl.
Why not? Who will be the impersonator? You, Senor Lascelles, who are so suspicious of me?
Yes. I'll take Colette's place.
Yes, but the Fuhrer...
Don't try to stop me. I want to know what happened to her.
Let them prove once and for all that I had nothing to do with it, Senor.
Very well.
Are you ready, Senor?
Ready. Hurry up, quick.
Very well. From my place of the footlights, I give the cue to my electrician who throws this switch. So. The air is blown through the silk ribbon.